We want the community to kind of be unified together and really know what all is available to us as far as resources go, but also the amenities, the quality of life, all of these things are here. And so many still don't know. Even being a lifelong resident, there's still plenty of people that I run into that are like, I didn't know this existed here. There's just so much to love. And whenever you pull all of that in together and get to showcase it, it was just a present for our community to be able to enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to the Beaumont Beat video podcast, where we move with the heartbeat of the city of Beaumont. I'm Paige Reed, broadcasting from the Terrell Park Nature Center, which is where 409 Day will be taking place. We have an upcoming weekend with multiple events, and we'd love to have you join us. Our first guests are Danielle Sutton and Sophia Bowie with 409 Family, and they'll be giving us the details about the second annual 409 Day. And later, Juliana Davila with the Beaumont Convention and Visitors Bureau will fill us in about the very first Southeast Texas Crawfish Festival and the Downtown Spring Arts Festival. Thank you for tuning in to this event-filled podcast. Before we get into them, I have one quick announcement. We would love to invite you to join us for a community cleanup event on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can help us beautify Beaumont by registering as an individual or a team, and there are multiple convenient locations, so there's probably one near you. Please register by April 21st to get your free t-shirt, and breakfast will be provided. For more information and to register, please visit beaumonttexas.gov/spring-cleanup. And now, let's chat about 409 Day. There was a proclamation from City Council declaring the last Saturday of April as 409 Day. 409 Family will be hosting the event to celebrate on April 27th. 409 Family helps to fill any and all needs around Southeast Texas, from easily and efficiently identifying necessary local resources, partnering and promoting local businesses, curating and highlighting local events, joining hands with our hometown organizations, clubs, and nonprofits, and all around positively impacting the life of every Southeast Texan they meet. Welcome to the show, y'all. Would you kindly introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about 409 Family?
I'm Danielle Sutton, the owner of 409 Family.
And I am Sophia Bowie. I'm on the 409 committee as well as a 409 author.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys for coming. Can you tell me a little bit about how 409 Family came to be, about the history of it?
So 409 Family started kind of when I moved back to town. I was born and raised here in Beaumont and had graduated from Lamar and then married and moved up to Abilene for a good spell. And then we ended up back down this way in 2016. And now I have my own little family. And so we're rediscovering where I grew up. And I wanted to reconnect with the people that I already know here, but I also know what it's like to be new in a town and not have the people, like your tribe with you or your community, and needing to root again and find a way to love where you live. And so I made this group called Blessed Moms of SETX on Facebook, and now it has grown to be over 7,000 members in this group of local women. And it's just this beautiful community of people with different resources, different walks of life, different perspectives, different advice. And so everything that 409 Family has become has grown from this group. And we engage with the community and we listen and we see what the needs are. And so we created 409family.com because as the moderator of a group of women, we know that there's more out there than just women that are in a family. And so 409family.com is a public way for people to see what's going on and get those same resources and find their tribes and where they fit and within their city and within their group, build a community, become rooted where you are and really love what we have surrounding us.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the website. I was scrolling through it and there are just so many things. There's a calendar of events that are going on around here. I mean, there's so much. Can y'all give us just a rundown of a few of the different widgets and features on there?
So the community calendar is free for any locals to add to, which is great for businesses and organizations alike. If they want the public involved, then they can just freely go onto this calendar and add it. And then our audience space, we share it for you. It's a free resource, so why not use it? And families so appreciate it because everyone has a different schedule. Everyone has different things going on in their lives, and you can always find something that's a good fit for you. And so we like that that's available to so many in different forms and ways. So it's kind of tailor-made for you.
That is so cool and such a good resource to have for this community. You know, you talk about, you know, wanting to find your tribe and connect with local people. I mean, there are a lot of people that move to Beaumont all the time, and it's not always easy to just connect with a group. And so it's just a really easy, accessible way to see what's going on around town and kind of have some fun, especially if you have kids. I know there's homeschooling resources and stuff on there too. So it really is just kind of like an all around, like, great thing. Okay. Next question. You know, so where did the idea of 409 Day come from?
Well, it was kind of born out of our first year anniversary, and we just wanted to have a big birthday bash party with the whole community, because that's who we are. And so we ended up talking with the Visitor Center, and they partnered with us to make this first 409 Day, and we had it proclamated with the City of Beaumont and the City of Port Arthur, and we're wanting to continue to grow that into all of the Golden Triangle and the whole of the 409 area code, because we can range all the way up into Jasper and then into Galveston. Like, it's huge, and we want the community to kind of be unified together and really know what all is available to us as far as resources go, but also the amenities, the quality of life, all of these things are here. And so many still don't know, even being a lifelong resident, there's still plenty of people that I run into that are like, I didn't know we had a botanical gardens in Beaumont, or I didn't know this existed here. And there's just so much to love. And whenever you pull all of that in together and get to showcase it, it was just a present for our community to be able to enjoy. And we wanted this free day together.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It's such an opportunity to show off like the beauty that we have in Beaumont, you know, and like you were saying, just some of the things that people may not know that we have, and just really get to exemplify that. This is the second year, right? This will be the second annual. What kind of events can we expect?
We've been working quite a bit just in the organization of all of it. She has kind of linked arms with those within our community that have kind of stepped up to create a committee of sorts, where we have taken responsibility over different facets of it. So, for instance, I said that I would try to help with entertainment. So we actually have quite a diverse lineup, and it's all highlighting different local artists. We have the Mexican Heritage Society coming and dancing on the stage just to represent culture. And that's kind of just we just want representation of everybody that's within this melting pot that has either some sort of business or story or something like that, to just kind of come together and have a place to showcase. So there's going to be a lot. There's bounce houses.
We have a kids zone sponsored by ExxonMobil. And then we have a petting zoo. Megan Moss with Remax One donated. And so that's free to the public for all the families to come out and enjoy. The entertainment lineup is phenomenal. Hot Grits. DJ Man helped us along too. Yep. And so he reached out with his connections. Yeah. And so we have Hot Grits, and we have Billy Gates with The Registry and Rose Gold and the Beaumont Community Players are back with their musical teasers, and they'll have a booth, and it just is ongoing. So we'll stay tuned to the whole Facebook page that's dedicated to 409 Day, and you'll see the whole lineup as well as the food trucks. Okay.
Yeah. Now you're speaking my language. Food trucks.
The support that floods in from it and what all comes from it. We have free family fun booths from all the different businesses and organizations throughout the 409 area code. It's not just Beaumont based, it's Southeast Texas based. And that's the beauty of it too. And then the vendors market, you guys, is the biggest it's ever been that I've ever seen in this community. And I'm pumped and excited.
43.
Yeah. Something like that. Yes, over it's 40. In the over 40 vendors.
That is a lot of vendors.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be quite the day.
It's going to be so much fun. There's something for everybody. I mean, every age. It's just going to be a gathering, I think, of just the community.
Oh, yes.
Plus, we get to highlight all that Terrell Park has.
Yes.
So when you come to the event, like you may just come to listen to the community band of Southeast Texas that's playing. But when you stay, then you can enjoy all the amenities and things that are here. The Beaumont Botanical Gardens are will be announcing their photography club winners in the morning. And then the stables and the archery range. We have an Olympic club here for archery, and they're going to be out at the archery range doing free sessions with people from 8 years and up for 30-minute sessions. Like, to have those things available, and then you can come out to Cattail Marsh, of course, mm-hmm. walk the new nature trail that was just painted during Mural mm-hmm. Fest.
Yes, it looks amazing.
Shop in the gift shop here at the Learning Center, and there's so much that's offered just here. And then we have golf courses here, of course, and you get to kind of see what all is here and what maybe plan out your next outing, you know? But I mean, get it all in one place. And it's kind of nice to have a central hub because we are so busy and we have right. so many things going on. It's nice to stop and just be together.
Right. And so the hub of the event will be at the Nature Center, right? Like right in the middle of Terrell Park. You go down, once it starts kind of making that teardrop, you'll see the building right out in front.
Then we also have a block party the day before 409 Day, and that's happening at the Fire Museum. So if you can't come on Saturday, maybe you come out on Friday and put on your bathing suits and come out and play at the fire hydrant that's going to be set off from 4 to 7, the top of the hour, and have like the most epic splash yeah. pad day of your life. I mean,
I will be there.
And it's all just highlighting these areas of our town that maybe you aren't on your radar, but and also businesses and resources. And so it's very well thought out, but the community that has come together to really kind of highlight and put this on is just pretty, pretty intense and wonderful.
Okay, so 409 family. We've defined the 409 part. How would you define family?
No, family to me looks different all across the board. And, you know, when we speak of family, we think of our just immediate families, but that might not necessarily be whenever you've moved away from your family and maybe you don't have your family, but to know that there is a community that is being intentional about trying to reach out and say, you know, you're not alone. Like, there is a way for you to stay connected. There is an environment that feels like you are welcome, that you are, you know, accepted. And there's so many different cultures here, and there's so many different experiences that you can have. But sometimes just stepping out whenever you don't necessarily feel like you have a connection, that can be intimidating. So if there is a platform or if there is a way that, you know, to showcase that, no, there is all of this, and kind of make that transition easier to connect, to find family, that is so important and such a huge mission.
The people that work in all of these places too
yeah, that's
are
a big thing.
Hidden gems, you guys, like Kenyon Guidry and his photography, his welcomeness, like, If your first stop is to Cattail and you meet him, you're like, you're in. Mm-hmm. This is the place you want to be. Like, mm-hmm. and John and Jason there too. There, every place I've gone that's like of the visitor center and stuff, just every one of y'all are just
There's
so
such
sweet
huge
and welcoming and helpful
in our community that are doing such insane, incredible work, that are passionate about it, mm-hmm. and that are really on a mission for good. And that is something that does not go unnoticed for me. And if you're already on that path and then you look next to you and you see this, you're just like, wait, we're all running this, yeah. you know, and it feels very unified. And so why not share that with those that don't feel a unity of sorts and say, it's here. I promise you it's here. I mean, I've lived in big towns and I've never felt so connected to a group of people.
Yeah, I can just see the joy and the passion on your faces when you talk about this. It's so special to witness, you know, just to see people that are excited about the community and excited about what we're doing here in Beaumont and want to be a part of that process. So, okay, second annual 409 Day is coming up. Want to give us the details one more time?
All right. So we're going to be here at the Turo Park Nature Center on April 27th. That's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And yeah, it's okay. Going to be
free,
a great time.
You know, free entry, free admission.
Completely,
you know,
free. You just have to pay for your food trucks and what you want to take home from the vendors market. And then there may be a little bit of a fee at the pony rides for the stables, but everything else is...
There's something for everybody, like you guys said.
There's plenty to do.
Yes. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you guys in your element. It's going to be so special, and good luck. I know a lot of work and a lot of planning has gone into this. Any big event like this does, and just the fact that you're coming back again for a second year just shows your commitment to making sure that 409 is together. It's communal. It's just passionate about the place that we live and the people we live with. So I want to thank you guys again so much for being on our podcast and telling us a little bit about 409 family.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As we swap out guests and transition to our other events, I have a few more quick announcements for you. If you're looking for somewhere the kids can have a ton of fun this summer, you are in luck. Signups are open right now for Beaumont Recreation's summer camp. We'll have games, crafts, field trips, and loads of fun in the sun. Kids 5 to 12 are welcome. There will be two sessions, one in June and the other in July. Sign up today in person at the Sterling Pruitt Activity Center because spots go quick. Registration is also open for Beaumont Rec's track club. Practices will be Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. during the months of May to August at Westbrook High School. Registration includes the Texas Amateur Athletic Federation Club membership, entry to the TAAF regional meet, a uniform, coaches, and equipment. You can sign up in person at the Sterling Pruitt Activity Center through May 6th. As always, you can stream this show and past episodes of the Beaumont Beat on multiple platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify. Subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and share this podcast so others can join in too. We're always looking for new topics, so drop a comment wherever you're tuning in to let us know what topics you would like to see in future episodes of the Beaumont Beat. If you are just now tuning in, we were chatting with 409 family about their second annual 409 day, but in the spirit of movie magic, we have changed out guests, and now we're going to talk about two other festivals taking place that same weekend. Welcome back to the show, Juliana.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. And I believe you are our first returning guest for our video podcast.
Yes, I am.
So congratulations.
I'm waiting for my prize later. Thank you.
Don't worry. It's in the mail. I promise. I promise. So tell our audience, in case they weren't able to tune into the last one, what do you do for the city of Beaumont?
So I work at the Beaumont Convention and Visitors Bureau, and my title is Digital Media Specialist. So basically what that means is I work on our website, I do our translations, I also do our social media, and then I'm also in charge of our localist group, which is a group of awesome people who help us in the community and help us with events and volunteering.
Wow. So you have a lot of like different projects and stuff really going on at all times.
Yes.
The story of our lives. Yes. Really? Well, very cool. Very cool. So last year, 409 day was just one day, but this year, second annual, it's actually turned into like a whole weekend.
Exactly
right?
That. So we're calling it 409 weekend, which is super exciting. So there's going to be some events on Friday. I believe Danielle may have mentioned about the fire museum.
Yes.
And so they're going to be setting off the fire hydrant. They're calling it a block party. They're setting it off at the top of every hour from 4 to 7. And then that evening, Lamar football is having their spring football game, and that's starting at 7. So that's a great family event. Saturday, obviously, we have 409 day full of family fun, and it's going to be great weather, and I'm super excited about it. And then Sunday, we have not one, but two festivals happening in one day in one location.
Okay, so really there's a lot that's packed into just, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the 26th, 27th, 28th. How often does that happen where there's this many things going on at once?
Not very often. This is super exciting. And so there's going to be an opportunity for everybody to do something or to participate. And it's really great because there are sometimes, you know, you're busy on a Friday night, but you can do something on a Sunday. So people can kind of pick and choose what they want to attend, or they can do all of the events the entire weekend, which is really exciting.
That is really exciting. I mean, yeah, I'm going to be wore out from Friday, and then I'm going to be wore out on Saturday. But guess what? I'm still coming back to both these festivals on Sunday.
100%.
And we're just going to make a day out of it. And really, April, like you were saying, the weather is just, it's still perfect. perfect outside. Yes. You know, it's not too hot yet. It'll get there, but not quite. So it's really, it's just the timing of this is really just, it's going to be awesome.
I think so too.
So I love me some crawfish. Okay. Tell me what's going on at the Crawfish Festival on Sunday.
So on Sunday, Min Dai, who is the owner of Obana Restaurant Group in Poro 9, they are hosting their Crawfish Festival at the event center. It'll be 11 to 6, and it is free admission, which is very exciting, thanks to the city of Beaumont. So special thanks to them. But it'll be free admission, and so basically you'll be able to go in and just pay for what you're eating. There's going to be 7 crawfish vendors, 1 from Louisiana, so you'll kind of get to taste test different seasonings and recipes, and that's exciting. They're also going to have live entertainment and vendors as well, so you'll be able to get a little bit of everything.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so cool. Yeah, you're talking about like the different vendors and the different tastes and stuff. I don't know about you, but personally, I love corn and potatoes in my crawfish.
Me too.
It's the best. And like the spicier, the better.
Yes,
you know,
I
don't want to feel my face.
Yeah,
when I'm
exactly.
Done, you know?
Exactly. If I touch my eyeball, it's going
to
be bad.
Yeah. Game over. Really though. Like wet wipes have to be around.
Yes. Bring your wet wipes.
Bring your own wet wipes. They will not be provided. Okay. And then in the same location, we are also having the Spring Arts Festival.
Yes. Right? So DBCAD, which is an organization that's, the abbreviation is DBCAD, but it's Downtown Beaumont Cultural Arts District, is basically an organization. Their director is Sue Bard, and she's fantastic. But basically an organization that is one that helps to uplift and highlight the art community, basically.
Which is huge in Beaumont.
It is huge. And so their website, for example, can give you a one-stop shop of every art event or activity or exhibition that's going on in any given day. So you can go to their website and see, okay, the art museum is having this, the art studio is doing this, the Beaumont Art League is doing this. So it's a nice way to kind of help highlight the art scene and then also give all of these artists kind of a platform and a place to show their work.
That's so cool. You know, I was just talking to Danielle and Sophia and they, you know, we were talking about 409family.com and just that comprehensive calendar. Yes. And resource. And then also DBCAD has one too for the. Yes. Art scene. It's just, it's so cool to see really like, if you know where to look, there
exactly
are so
that
many things to do that there's always something to do every single weekend.
Yes. And just, so the Spring Arts Festival is going to highlight a lot of these local artists. They're going to do their, they've submitted art. And so there's going to be a competition as well, which is super exciting. So you'll be able to walk in and see all of their pieces on top of being able to purchase some of their pieces and just get to know some of the great talent that we have right here in our own community.
And I mean, like arts are kind of like the thing right now for Beaumont.
Yes.
We just had the mural festival,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did. So we are really kind of a little art city, honestly.
Absolutely. I love it. It just the color and just the people. And it's just such a great, it's the vibes,
yes,
you know, such great yes vibes. So we really have so much going on here in the next couple weeks. I
yes
mean, like every calendar is just kind of booked. This is the time when the weather is right. Everyone starts coming out from their little winter cocoons. And it's just a really magical springtime. The flowers are blooming. There's a lot less rain and not as cold, you know?
Yes.
It's amazing. And all of this synergy really just goes along with that Beau Leave campaign.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I don't know. It's really special to see how far we've come just as a city and being able to bring all of these things for the citizens to do. Again, like you said, this is free. The whole 409 weekend
yes
is free,
yeah,
right?
Free admission.
Oh, and I mean, it's for kids and people
adults,
of all
yeah
ages.
You can bring your pets, you can bring your family, your friends, everybody. There's going to be something for everybody. And at those events at the event center, at those festivals, there's also going to be free kids crafts. So if you're thinking, well, what's my kid going to do? Well, guess what? We're going to have kids crafts and little interactive activities. So there's going to be something for everybody.
They're like me, they're going to be some worn out kiddos by
yeah
the time this weekend is
yes
over. Really
yes
though, like forget Disney World, like
yeah
just come to 409 weekend. Well, again, thank you for taking some time to chat with us. Is there anything else you can tell us about 409 weekend or, you know, like how to really figure out like what events are going on? Maybe if people want to plan out their days.
Yeah. So I would suggest coming to our website, visit BeaumontTX.com. And we have a page that has all of our events. So you can see what's happening on any given day. Our social media also posts a monthly roundup, so you can check that and see what's happening the entire month. which is really excited. I like to just bookmark it, print it out, whatever I need to do. So I know, hey, on April 10th, this is happening. On April 12th, this is happening. So it's a great resource.
You really need like a full itinerary for this because it's going to be just jam-packed with things.
Yes.
And, you know, I will be eating food truck food for the entire weekend because there's going to be food trucks everywhere. And I just can't help myself.
I know.
It's going to be awesome. Well, before we end this podcast, I want to share a few job opportunities with y'all. Summer is right around the corner and we have openings for seasonal jobs around the city. We are looking to hire people at the Henry Homburg Golf Course, Animal Care, the Rec Department, our swimming pools, and even more. If you are interested in applying for these positions and want more information, please visit cityofbeaumontjobs.com. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in to the Beaumont Beat once again. I'm your host, Paige Reed, and we will see you next time.